Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. Okay, She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, aka Chantal. Okay, I'm not tall. I'm very short, 5'4" to be exact. I'm from Philly, by way of ATL currently, and I have two Jamaican parents. So there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to shambipodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. The most helpful thing that anyone could ever tell you, I think, is everything doesn't apply to you. The whole point of meaningful practice is to focus on doing things that matter to you. So what you say you want, do you honestly work at it? Because if you don't honestly work at it, when people are not looking, you don't want it. Don't force yourself to want something you don't want because you don't make time for it. There's too many people willing to talk about having what they never work towards, and it irritates me. So you're going to do work or you're going to shut the hell up. That's it. You know, some people say you either going to sit on the pot and shit or get up. But it's the same thing. The people you spend the most time around should be working towards what they want also. And if the people you spend the most time around ain't doing shit, guess what? You probably ain't doing shit either. And that's today's talk. And if you don't want to hear it, skip it. All right, so how do I practice meaningful habits? What if I did a whole episode and I sang to y'all? Horrible. How do you practice meaningful habits? You make a deliberate choice to do what you need to do. There's a lot of people who don't want to get up and do shit, but they got to get up and do shit because they want certain shit. Okay? Make time for that thing you're saying that you want to get done. People will say, oh, I don't have time to do X, Y, and Z, but you make time to go to the bar. You make time to go see your friends. You make time to go smoke. You make time to go find your plug. I want to eat, but I don't want a grocery shop. Well, guess what? Ain't nobody else about the grocery shop for me because I'm not using Instacart. Did you see those fees? Like, tap into your true purpose, because your true purpose might be being a bum so everybody can look at you and be like, I don't want to be that in life, so I'm going to go do something else. I think some people are here in life to be a lesson for other people to be great. And it sounds fucked up, but somebody got to be the ancient one to motivate the people who actually want to do something to do something. Somebody got to be the hoe to motivate another woman or a girl to be intentional and save herself for a smarter relationship. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to disrespect their selves enough to tell somebody, well, that's not the type of relationship I want. So you just got to figure out which one are you. But if you tap into your true purpose, you're going to figure that out a lot quicker. So one thing that I've been doing is getting up 15 to 20 minutes earlier. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Just so I can have time for myself. And then the more you do it, the easier it is to add 15 more minutes on to it to have more time for yourself, to have self-care for yourself. You know, it's not that you don't have time to read. You don't make time to read. It's not that you don't have time to work out. You don't make time to work out. It's not that you don't have time to cook. You don't make time to cook. Meaningful practice is doing something that means something for you repeatedly, that so much that it becomes a habit. Do you think every time Michael Jordan got up, he wanted to be at the gym or shooting basketballs for hours? You think Allen Iverson wanted to shoot basketball for hours and not do anything else? You think scientists want to keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it until they get it right for hours because it doesn't mean anything? No, it means something to them. That's why they do it. I know you're enjoying the show. You might as well click the button and add it and subscribe. I appreciate you. I'm going to go back and press play. Bye. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you would like to support She Gets It Pod, you can leave a review on your favorite podcast app. I'll review them. I'll look them over. And maybe I might shout you out on the show. Or you can hit me up at She Gets It pod@gmail.com. I almost forgot my email. Or you can check out She Gets It Shop, purchase some merch, or maybe you're looking for a podcast book to, you know, refine, reflect on your podcast and how you want to switch it up or get a bit more organized. I have my books on lulu.com. For the direct link, go to shampypodden.com, and let's get back into the show. When shit really means something to you, you do it. So if it's like, oh, my place is a wreck, I need to straighten it up, you're going to do and you're going to make time to straighten it up. You're going to say no to some fun shit to do some shit you probably don't enjoy doing to be able to do it. So declutter and organize your fucking life and stop complaining about it. Another thing that might help you is improving your values. A lot of y'all have to Google what that is in your standards, but you know, if I like being creative, I want to see and I want to be around people who are creative on a level that's better than how I'm creative, because I'm going to learn from them. If I want to be more intentional about my time and the people I'm around, I'm going to create more meaningful friendships, and I want more meaningful relationships with people. If not, it's always going to be on some surface shit. Oh, you look cute. Oh, I see your car. And I don't know why you got those things or what you've been doing or how's your mind? How's the people around you? Do you need help with something? Have I ever offered my friend help with something? Like, it's shit like that that people don't do that they claim they value and they really don't. You know, some people need to be more generous. Some people need to be less generous. Both of those is balance, and balance that people need in order to be level-headed. A lot of people are out here too giving to the wrong people, who are giving the wrong people the impression that they're doing the right thing. Don't let that go over your head. Okay? Go ahead and rewind that back if you need it. But define what's really important to you and do it. I can tell what's really important to a man by watching what a man does on a weekly basis. I can tell what's really important to a woman by watching what a woman does on a weekly basis. I can tell what's really important to a podcaster by watching what a podcaster does on a weekly basis. Do they have a process? Do they stick to that process? Are they consistent? You know what I'm saying? Stop talking about shit you're not doing or you're not going to do. Some of y'all just have natural bum energy. Maybe that's your purpose. Maybe you're a lesson or you're, I don't know, you know? But whatever you want will not just come to you because you want it. Manifesting is a part of the work you have to do. Prayer is a part of the work you have to do. Creating resources is a constant motherfucking thing. It's not something you do once and you don't have to do again because that resource should just work itself. No, you got to work it. So meaningful practice is practicing the things that mean something to you. It's not hard. It's not difficult. People just like running their mouth instead of putting in that work. And that's it. Short show, to the point. Go handle your business. I'm going to handle mine. And I'm going to be great. Peace.